It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. Just 29 years ago, a Chinese man carrying his shopping stood in front of a column of tanks from the People's Liberation Army in Tiananmen Square, Beijing. Tank Man, as he became known, is an iconic image from the protests. His stand was the culmination of weeks of clashes between Chinese pro-democracy protesters and the government, during which thousands of people were killed. At the height of the demonstrations, more than a million people gathered in Tiananmen Square to demand democratic rights. Once the Communist Party had finished, thousands were dead at the hand of the Chinese army. So what has changed since? And the simple answer is nothing. In fact, it's worse. The Chinese Communist government has simply learnt to sanitise its activities so Western countries like Australia don't have to witness their violent, abhorrent activities. Today, in China, it's illegal to discuss the Tiananmen Square uprising. I am also bemused by the recent visual comparison of the Chinese president Xi Jinping to Winnie the Pooh, which is spot on. But the Chinese government have banned the comparison. Xi Jinping looks kind of sweet and happy, but in fact, he is a merciless soldier of Chinese communism, while Winnie the Pooh has now become a symbol of resistance. The huge international Chinese project called the One Belt, One Road Initiative, costing $8 trillion, is designed to provide a coordinated economic path, somewhat like the ancient Silk Route. It's a magnet to free enterprise, but at great risk in terms of sovereignty, economically, and most important, environmentally. The Chinese are red, not green, regardless of their strident yet vague promises, as this is the communist government which murders its own people. The Australian government was wise not to let the giant Chinese corporation Huawei supply and install NBN and 5G cell phone equipment because of spy threats in secret embedded software. China claims it's connecting the world, while its own people are forbidden from watching or listening to genuine international news, selected books and publications, and much of the World Wide Web content. Their media is heavily censored and religion is actively deterred. Their aggressive expansion includes the launch of a large network of satellites and the massive collection of data across the countries involved in its One Belt, One Road project. There have been huge deals signed already for gas, uranium, oil, coal, and mines with smaller nations. William Lawrence from James Cook University says the One Belt, One Road project is extraordinarily dangerous, and the Northern Territory would do well to heed this warning, as it's the focus of the Chinese. Lawrence went on to say, and I quote, "What we need is a government that can be transparent and can enforce social and environmental regulations. Chinese state media foster institutional brainwashing by publishing only what's good about the project and cracking down on critics." End quote. It's not surprising then to know the ancient Chinese warrior Sun Tzu said, "The first principle of war is deception," which aligns well with their regime. The communist government have introduced a measure called a citizen score, which is an evaluation of people's social adherence as their government sees it. This score can generate benefits if it rises and penalties if it falls. This ranges from passports, bank loans, security ratings, insurance, medical support, as seen through the great Chinese Orwellian eye. This score is generated by a number of means, including many millions of facial recognition cameras. Over time, this highly intrusive human regulation will create humans programmed by fear, practically devoid of free will. All over the world, people are reacting to the great social divide by leaning left politically, and many young folk naively say they prefer socialism or communism to democracy. This creates fertile ground for the likes of the Chinese government, which offers apparent benefits to its people, to indicate just how good their dystopian system really is. But it's all an illusion and a precursor to the loss of freedom. China's human rights rating continues to fall. Now, here is where it gets close to home, with the Chinese Songcheng Company wanting to build a theme park at Carrara on a floodplain on the Narang River. China's Ministry of Culture has listed this Chinese developer's planned Gold Coast theme park as a key cultural trade and investment project that is linked to the country's ambitious Belt and Road investment plan. This worries me, and the ease with which Mayor Tate agrees to yet again defy the city plan and support it. He just doesn't get it. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.